And we're happy to have back with us now the insider for PhiladelphiaEagles.com, our good buddy Dave Spadaro. Dave, are you ready for the opener?
Vic, I've been ready for the opener since before you and I and the Eagles and the Browns got together a couple of weeks ago. I'm so excited for it. I can't wait to find out about this football team.
Yeah, a lot to, and that's the theme here in Cleveland as well, with 15 rookies on the team, you know, just seeing all the newness of this club. For the Eagles' sake, it's the story that I see is, you know, this was the dream team last year. This was the team that was supposed to be a dynamic, dominant club with all the talent brought in. And actually, there was a sense that was taking hold toward the latter part of the 2011 season. And now the story seems to be they're ready.
I hope so. But it's interesting. You know, the Browns are seen as a team in rebuilding mode and young 15 rookies. Well, this team has 10 rookies and, in fact, has 30 players on the roster who have either 1 or 2 years of NFL experience. So it's a very young roster. There is some talent here. There's quite a bit of talent here. I think everybody feels like if all things go well, the Eagles can make a run. The offseason, a good one. Losing Jason Peters, you know, very, very concerning. The offensive line, a large question mark coming into this game in the season. And I think 4 games in the preseason, while there were all wins, was almost more of a sense of mystery, in large part, Vic, because Michael Vick threw 7 passes. Right. And nobody really knows what to expect from him. And can he step right into the action on Sunday and have the offense in rhythm and score points and play good football? So as much as we all hope that there's a carryover, I mean, the Eagles haven't, this is the most benign stat in the history of statistics. The Eagles have 8 consecutive wins, 4 at the end of last year, which a lot of people say means nothing, and then 4 in this preseason, which don't count. So is it a team that's got some good momentum going, or is it just like everyone else starting at ground zero?
Everything about the Eagles certainly seems to start with that offense, starts with Michael Vick, starts with the dynamic playmaking. And that's the thing, I guess, when you're talking about a quarterback who dealt with the rib injury, actually had the, what was it, the hand injury before
yes.
that, in the preseason, is there any reason to think that he's not fully what he needs to be physically for this first game?
No, I mean, going into the first game, he is fine. He has been practicing every day. They practice at a high tempo here. It's fine. It's fine. He's good. He's feels great. He's going to wear a little bit thicker, you know, body armor with the flak jacket. And now, that's not the question, though, Vic. Eagles fans want to know is how long is Michael Vick going to stay healthy? And the way he plays, the lack of restraint that he uses is a huge concern. You know, you can't go out there running around and trying to run past everyone and run over people, and it just doesn't work. He's not a big guy. He's paid the price. Can he play with just a bit more restraint in his game? That's the big question about Michael Vick.
And as we look at the rest of this offense with LeSean McCoy, just DeSean Jackson, so many playmakers, is it a matter of, and we know what the Andy Reid approach is, yes, running has a place in the offense. It's just not a very prominent one. It is throw to set up the run, and not much has changed with that. But how do you see them approaching a Dick Geron defense, a defense coached by a former Eagles defensive coach, and the 4-3 scheme, the man-to-man coverage that's all encompassed in that with their offensive approach, Philadelphia's?
Yeah, I would expect the Eagles to go after, you know, the secondary. That's what they do. They go after linebackers. They go after depth in the defensive backfield. They'll throw 3 and 4 wide or bring in a second tight end, and they'll split out LeSean McCoy. And, you know, they've got a tremendous amount, as you say, playmakers, and it's Vic's job to get the football out. And I've used this basketball comparison, this analogy. In Philadelphia, some great point guards have come along here, and it's BMO Cheeks, Maurice Cheeks, instead of Allen Iverson. You don't yep. need to be the scorer. You need to be the distributor. And I do think that they'll spread the football around. And I will take one little bit of liberty with the idea that the Eagles don't run the ball. I mean, LeSean McCoy had the 4th most touches in the league last year. It's true, some of them were receptions, but, you know, they do use their backs. They kept 4 halfbacks on the 53-man roster. There's a lot of running back talent here. They should be able to run the football pretty darn well. So At the same time, Vic, we know the history. They like to strike quickly. They like the big play. They like to throw early, get a lead, run late, and ice the clock. The question is, how much of that do you do and still put Vic in such jeopardy? I would imagine the Browns, and Dick Giron, he knows what's going on.
Right.
He knows he's going to come after. They've got to come after Vic. I mean, every team has been using him as a, you know, with a bullseye on his back, and they want to hit number seven and get him out of the game, and it's worked well for teams here in the last year. He's suffered a lot of injuries.
Right. Dave Spadaro, insider for PhiladelphiaEagles.com, is joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Dave, to talk about that Eagles defense is to talk about talent and speed and aggressiveness. If you could break down for me what you see from that group. Again, they're facing a rookie quarterback in Brandon Whedon, an offense that has other rookies, certainly in the backfield, Trent Richardson, if he's there or healthy enough to play, rookie receivers, rookie offensive tackle in Mitchell Schwartz. If you're that defense, you're kind of thinking this is a good situation.
Yeah, you're thinking, let's make the kid throw passes into very tight windows. And so I anticipate a lot of in your face, you know, press coverage. I expect the Eagles to rotate their defensive linemen a lot. They've got a ferocious pass rush. They come up the field. I would expect the Browns to draw, screen, three-step drops, you know, get the football out of Brandon's hands, not give him an opportunity to be a sitting duck for this pass rush, minimize his reads. They're going to try to throw a lot of different coverages behind that man-to-man, that press, and try to create some turnovers. I mean, I think it would be as conservative a game plan as you can have with a rookie quarterback. That said, hey, it's the first game of the regular season. A lot of crazy things happen. Brad Childress, everybody respects him for what he did here and knows what a good offensive mind he is and what a creative mind he is. And heck, he might come out and just start throwing the football all around Cleveland Browns Stadium on Sunday. I would doubt that, but the Browns better be prepared to react very quickly and get the football out of the quarterback's hands. And if they're not making some progress with Trent Richardson in the ground game, they're going to be in a lot of trouble.
Good stuff, Dave, and we look forward to seeing how it all plays out. Certainly look forward to seeing you on Sunday, my friend.
Hey, Vic, thank you very much. Can't wait for it to start, and I know it's going to be a great crowd there in Cleveland.
It will be. He is Dave Spadaro, insider for PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Check out his work there. Joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.